in the limelight.
The joint military maneuvers that are underway in the Red Sea region involving the UAE, Bahrain, the US, and the illegal Zionist entity have been aptly called a dagger in the heart of Al-Quds, Palestine, and all the nations of the region. Dear listeners, this was part of an article written by Kayhan International staff writer. This article is published under the heading "The Arab-Israeli Dagger Aimed at the Heart of Islam." Stay tuned for the details of this article, please. The joint military maneuvers that are underway in the Red Sea region involving the UAE, Bahrain, the US, and the illegal Zionist entity have been aptly called a dagger in the heart of Al-Quds, Palestine, and all the nations of the region. According to a senior official of Lebanon's legendary anti-terrorist movement, the Hezbollah, these nefarious naval exercises encourages the Zionist enemy to carry out further acts of aggression against Lebanon and Palestine, and is a stain of shame on the foreheads of the leaders of the normalization with the Zionist regime. Hujjatul Islam Nabil Gawk was not exaggerating. He was simply pointing to facts by noting the bragging to reporters of an Israeli naval that such military cooperation under U.S. auspices could help counter Iran in the region. What has the Islamic Republic of Iran done to become the target of the U.S. and its accomplices in the region, the ruthless and unrepresentative Arab regimes, and the Zionists? Nothing wrong except calling on regional countries to rid the region of extra-regional forces in order to establish sustainable security cooperation and coordination. As a matter of fact, the Arab-Israelite alliance, whether covert or overt, is not a new phenomenon resulting from the so-called Abraham Accord of the U.S. that emboldened the UAE and Bahrain to establish open diplomatic ties and exchange ambassadors after funding Takfiri terrorists to destabilize Syria, branding Lebanon's Hezbollah as terrorist, backstopping Palestinian Muslims and vilifying the Islamic Iran for its selfless efforts to foster Islamic unity for the cherished goal of liberating Islam's former Qibla, the Al-Aqsa Mosque. In the light of historical realities, this unholy alliance has always been a dagger aimed at the heart of Islam and Muslims ever since the time of the Almighty's last and greatest messenger. Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, had blunted this dagger by expelling from Medina the treacherous Israelite tribes of Banu Nadir and Banu Qunayqa, which then ganged up with the pagan Arabs to launch the abortive Battle of the Confederates. He then broke the Arab-Israeli alliance into pieces during the famous campaign of Khaybar, thanks to the flashing blade of his cousin, son-in-law, and vicegerent Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him. In due course, the Israelite tribes of Arabia and die-hard pagan Arabs felt no other choice other than paying lip service to Islam, but they never became true Muslims and turned out to be hypocrites, harboring malice deep down in their hearts against the solidarity of the Ummah. With the illegitimate birth of Israel on Palestinian soil in 1948, when several Arab Muslim countries started their joint campaign to nip the Zionists in the bud, the hypocrites serving Anglo-American imperialist interest, scheme to turn the tide of the war from victory into defeat, a scenario that was repeated in 1967 and 1973 before reaching climax in 1978 at Camp David, U.S., with Anwar Sadat's scandalous accord. The grand victory of the Islamic Revolution in Iran in 1979 and the dynamic measures of Imam Khomeini in designating the birthday of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, as Islamic Unity Week, and the last Friday of the month of Ramadan as Quds International Day for mobilizing world Muslims for the campaign to liberate Palestine, horrified the hypocrites who now clung more firmly to U.S. apron and under its cover to the Israeli regime. As Iran braved the illegal American sanctions to emerge as the paramount power in the region by working closely with like-minded independent forces in Syria, Lebanon, Palestine, Iraq, Yemen, and elsewhere, the hitherto covert Arab-Israeli alliance was encouraged by Godfather US to come out into the open. It is now the major threat to the security of independent countries of the region, especially Syria and Iraq, which have defeated a devilish plot by the Americans, the Zionists, and the Arab reactionaries. It is, however, not invincible, as the conspirators make it out to be. It could be defeated provided the heads of the countries of the region come to their senses and realize the avowed enmity of the Israelites against Islam and the hypocrisy of their allies, the ruthless and unrepresentative regimes of the Persian Gulf.